Welcome to the Discernible podcast. It is a pleasure to have you on board. This is a unique episode in that I'm going to give you a bit of a hello and welcome to the podcast. Usually you don't hear any of this, right? The reason is we often strip the audio off our videos and simply post it onto this podcast. We are primarily a video production place, and we just strip off our long forms. So you'll hear our full episodes of The People's Project, my full interviews, the Discernible interviews, and anything else that's done in full, we put on here. You often don't hear the segments. So we would break down, say, an hour-long episode of something into topical segments. And what you're about to hear in today's podcast is a 10-minute segment from The People's Project episode 3 from season 5, which was with David Limbrick. In this episode, we talked about a number of things, but this 10-minute segment is all about transhumanism and the ethics of vaccine passports. The discussion is so important going on around the world today. What's going on is we're rushing to implement certain things, and we are neglecting conversations that are very important that should happen alongside these things that we're rushing to do. And one of those conversations is ethics behind transhumanism. Transhumanism being quite a simple thing, really. It's just the improvement of our biological condition. You know, whether you replace one of your limbs with a stronger limb, or you take nootropics, which is all the rage at the moment, to increase your brain function, or any way you can enhance a human, that we're getting better at doing that. We're giving people abilities beyond the biological norm. The question then becomes the ethics behind that. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Do we need to regulate different types of humans differently? Is it okay to discriminate against humans that are still in their vanilla state, in their biological basic state, walking around in their meat suit? If you are not familiar with what we do at Discernible, we make a bunch of videos, often with long musical intros. So you might often hear on this podcast, you know, 30 seconds of music and not really understand what's going on. It's because it's just a stripped part of it's the audio stripped out of our videos. So you might want to check out the video version of what we do over at all of our usual channels, youtube.com/discernible, where, you know, the 30-second music intro at the beginning actually makes sense because there's a thumbnail there telling you what we're about to talk about. So youtube.com/discernible, facebook.com/discernible. We're on Instagram as well if you search for Discernible. And we are going to be having some live events soon. So if you're interested in live events here in Melbourne, in Australia, make sure you put your email into my website, discernible.io/crew. We send out invitations to all of our live events there. We do live recordings of The People's Project. We do we did a better than Q&A type of a panel show we did for a couple of episodes. They were fun. And we do just general dinners and things like that. Hope you enjoy this podcast with David Limbrick MP from the Liberal Democratic Party, who finally is beginning to open the conversation on not just human rights, but in this case, ethics around transhumanism.
There's something beyond humans now coming, some kind of transhuman moment where all of us normal, organic, basic humans get left behind.
Genetics, what can it mean? The ability to perfect the physical and mental characteristics of every unborn child.
In the not too distant future, our DNA will determine everything about us. A minute drop of blood, saliva, or a single hair determines where you can work, who you should marry, what you're capable of achieving. In a society where success is determined by science, divided by the standards of perfection,
Gattaca.
Creepy.
Yes, but as is always the case, it front runs reality.
So I've had this very, very big concern about what's going on in that we're not really stopping and thinking about the ethics of what we're doing here. Now, if we think a bit more carefully about the idea of vaccine passports, right?
Mm.
Effectively, they're a bit different. A vaccine is a bit different to other medicine. In most medicine, what we're trying to do is restore function to someone's body because they're ill. They break their leg, they break their arm, they get a cold or whatever it is, and the doctor's trying to give them medicine or surgery or whatever to fix them up again. But a vaccine is upgrading the abilities of the natural body.
Right.
And in this case, in the case of vaccines, it's to give you immunity.
Right.
There's lots... And this idea of upgrading the human body beyond its normal capabilities, it's called transhumanism, right? So, and there's a whole bunch of people thinking about the ethics of this. And I think that what the stage that we're at now is we're at the beginning stages of this. And this vaccines are not the only technology. I can give you some other ones. There's the idea of nootropics.
Yeah.
Nootropics is where you take a drug that upgrades your
brain
mental function, capabilities, your brain function. And there's examples of that like LSD, microdosing.
Yep.
So there's people who have been doing experiments and studies and research on taking regular, very small amounts of LSD to upgrade their creative functions.
Yeah.
There's performance-enhancing drugs in sport, give you bigger muscles or more stamina, all this sort of thing.
Yeah.
There's also, only a few months ago, prosthetics, where if you've had an amputated arm, they can build essentially a robotic arm that you can actually feel sensation in. So it's wired up to your brain and controlled by your brain.
That's restorative.
That's restorative, but it's a very small step from that to say, well, why do we need to just mimic
Just chop this hand off and give me a super one.
Well, no, if I've lost the hand, why not make the hand stronger?
Oh,
why not
put a gun, something on the end?
Why not do something else with it, right?
Yeah.
So this is like the early stages of
Tarantino.
This is like the early stages of these transhuman ideas.
Yeah.
Now, Gattaca was a bit different because they were sort of doing it at the birth stage and selecting what the human was going to end up looking like. But it's the same idea in that you have, if the state is going to discriminate against people on this basis, essentially what they're doing is discriminating against people for simply being human.
Oh, that's the key difference. This is the key difference. Well, because if I'm walking around there in my meat suit and I'm not trans, I'm not upgraded, I'm going to become the pariah, the leper.
Well,
the one who can't
what
shop.
They're talking about, I mean, you know, I heard Scott Morrison, I think it was just yesterday, they were talking about, you know, the idea of maybe needing to prove your vaccination status to go interstate or international travel. Essentially, you're saying, well, if you haven't had this upgrade, you're not going to be able to travel.
Well, they have that in France now with the health pass.
They're trying.
Well, there were even more protests since we last reported on it last week, so that was good to see.
Which is fantastic.
But he's doubled down. Macron has doubled down.
Which is, you know, revolutions sometimes are ugly. And that we are at the point where, whether people realise it or not, this will be considered a revolutionary point in human history. Whether it be from a transhumanism perspective, which I think is a fantastic thing, if you start discriminating against people for being human, that is a terrible precedent. A number of doctors have raised a lot of valid concerns around, all right, if it starts here, where does it stop?
Because and this is what I'm saying. Like, we haven't had this ethics discussion on what we're embarking on here. Like, you know, they just throw around the idea of, you know, vaccine passports. Hang on, like, what? Like, are we really talking about, like, limiting the freedoms of people in a what's historically been a free society in Western civilization?
We are.
Based on simply the fact that they choose to remain just normal human? Like, I mean, I think that people, we need to discuss this, what they're doing here. Like, because that's exactly what they're doing. And I think this is just the start of this process. Like I said, there's many, many technologies that are coming out. Now, the difference... Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that people shouldn't be able to have a vaccine. Absolutely, they should have a choice.
Or upgrade their arm or whatever.
Or if they want to do, you know, LSD microdosing or any of these things, that's fine. But it shouldn't affect the rights of other people.
Or fresh humans. Vanilla humans.
Yeah.
Because, I mean...
Or in Gattaca, they call them the valids and the invalids.
Who's valid? The humans or the...
Well, they're all humans, but some of them are superhuman and some of them
And the superhumans are valid? Or
they're valids.
And the invalids are the biologically basic.
The invalids are the ones that were born through natural means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, it's interesting because at no point have we just stopped and said, okay, what are the wider implications of this, of anything we're doing? Lockdowns don't exist in a single pandemic book anywhere in the globe. Mm. They only happened after China did it. You know, all these things that we've never actually stopped and talked about. And I think that there is a huge portion of society that kind of wants that almost breaks to happen and for people to start going, all right, let's just maybe think about this before we permanently change the fabric of society as we know it.
That's exactly what I'm asking for right now to the audience. Let's stop and have a think about what we're doing here, because there are very serious ethical implications of what we're doing. Stop and consider, and let's slow down a little bit.
You know what's going to happen if we don't stop and talk about these things? You're going to end up with, I want to show you, last clip for today is a scientist who is suggesting that, because you know how meat, like, apparently ruins the planet and whatever, you know, the whole vegetarian push. This guy actually wants to engineer us, upgrade us, to give people an allergy to meat in order to get them to stop eating meat.
Is that even possible? I suppose it is.
Well, it is. That's what I'm saying. But we're going to do this kind of stuff without any discussion. Please.
People eat too much meat, right? And if they were to cut down on their consumption on meat, then they would. It would actually really help the planet. But people are not willing to give up meat. Yeah, you know, some people will be willing to, but other people, they may be willing to, but they sort of, they have a weakness of will. They say, wow, this steak is just too juicy. I can't do it. I'm one of those, by the way. So, you know, but so here's a thought, right? So it turns out that we know a lot about, so there, we have these intolerance to, so I, for example, I have milk intolerance. And there, some people are intolerant to crayfish. So possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine proteins. And there's actually analogs of this in life. There's this thing called the Lone Star tick, where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. I can sort of describe the mechanism. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can kind of possibly address really big world problems through human engineering.
And create a whole bunch more.
It's like Gattaca.
It's Gattaca.
It's Gattaca.
He just pathologized.
Now, I don't want to take this guy out of context, though. Is this a thought experiment?
Yes,
actually proposing this?
No, it's a thought experiment. Yeah, and the technology doesn't yet exist.
Yeah.
He's referencing the tick.
But
this is not to make us better. This is because he has declared what the prevailing narrative that this is bad, X is bad. So we're going to engineer you. The human rights implications of this kind of crap are insane.
But exactly what you just said. We have decided that this is bad. There isn't going to be a conversation, so we're going to engineer you. We have decided that this is bad. We're not going to have a conversation. We're going to split human and non-human. And again, it all comes down to why are you doing things? What are you looking to achieve? And it's like the Open for All was saying, what does the passport actually achieve? It doesn't keep you safer. It doesn't diagnose disease. It doesn't do any of these things. It exists as a discriminatory tool.
That's true.
And nothing else.